Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. You know how I always say there's so much news out there that I don't even know how I'm going to get through the show and get to all of it? All of that turns out to be an understatement compared to today. My gosh. The news is coming in fast and furious. I'm not sure what you might consider the number one news story in America. One could be the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade today, interrupted by gunfire, one dead. At this moment, it appears 15 injured, three critical, three serious. Really incredible. I mean, just can't even go to a Super Bowl parade anymore without some loser gangbangers shooting at each other. And in the crossfire, you become collateral damage. They already caught one guy, and I could just tell you by the way he looks. He looks to me like a Latino gangbanger. Whether he is or not, I don't know. So I'll say allegedly, I'll say my opinion, I'll say upon first sight and looking at a picture. But I think you'll find out it's a bunch of gangbangers shooting each other who hate each other's guts because they're from rival gangs. And they took one look at each other and started shooting without worrying about the fact there were women and children and innocent bystanders standing around. So on one hand, that's the shocking story of the day. On the other hand, this one certainly is far more important to all of us. If you're not at the Kansas City Victory Parade, I would say this one is more important to the other, you know, 330 million Americans. And that is that United States Congress was put on an alarm today. A serious national security threat was announced today, and they all went into a specific room to read about it, where you cannot come out of that room and tell anyone what you've heard. But it's funny timing. Let me tell you what the leaks claim that this horrible national security emergency is. Okay, the word is that Russia is either developing or has developed nukes in space. And they're ready to nuke the United States. And it's kind of funny timing, because I'm sure we knew this a long time ago, and it suddenly came out today. What perfect timing, right when House Speaker, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson kills the Senate bill with tens of billions of dollars of aid for Ukraine to fight Russia. And at that moment, it gets leaked that we have a serious national security threat, and Russia wants to get into a nuclear war with us, and they've got space nukes, and we don't. I mean, it could be terrible news. It could be scary. It could mean that Russia is about to kill us all, and we're about to get into a nuclear war. Or it could just mean that the deep state, the D.C. swamp, and the defense industry, otherwise known as the military-industrial complex, is panicking and very upset that House Speaker Mike Johnson killed a bill to give $98 billion in foreign aid. Most of it to Ukraine, a lot of it to Israel. And they're panicking, and they said, let's do something to make sure everybody knows Russia is the big bad wolf and the big bad enemy, and make every American believe that Russia is going to kill us. And by the way, if Russia is going to kill us, if Russia is going to nuke us, it's because of Joe Biden. It's because of this moron, Joe Biden, this brain-dead moron with nothing between his ears anymore, who has set us on a course for disaster and nuclear annihilation. Okay, there's nothing else to say. Nothing else needs to be said. It's all about Joe Biden. But I believe at this moment, It's more likely that this is propaganda or old news recirculating at the exact moment they need it to try and lobby all the senators and all the congressmen and everybody else needed to vote for $98 billion in more wasted taxpayer money sent to Ukraine, a country I know nothing about and I don't care about. Unbelievable. Unbelievable things going on in the world today. Obviously, all of this overshadowed the fact that the House impeached Alejandro Mayorkas yesterday, the Homeland Security Secretary, for letting in millions and millions. I love the articles that say they impeached him because he's let in 10 million illegal immigrants. No, he didn't let in 10 million. I believe he's let in 20 to 30 million. If they say 10, it means 15. And those are only the ones that we caught, and I think it's at least equal, if not higher, the ones that got away. So he's the first cabinet official to be impeached since the 1870s. But a friend of mine knows a guy who's a big shot in border security, and he believes 28 million have come in. I keep saying 30 million. So I'm right in the ballpark. It's 30 million illegals have invaded our nation under Alejandro Mayorkas. Can you imagine? Unbelievable. In the file it under disgusting story, a Delta flight from Amsterdam to Detroit was forced to turn around after maggots began falling on the passengers. Oh, is that disgusting. Oh, my God. Wayne Root would scream like a little girl and jump 5 feet in the air. Maggots falling on you as you're sitting in your seat, all over your hair, all over your skin, all over your clothing. Oh, my gosh, from an overhead compartment. It was forced to return to the departure airport, Amsterdam, because a suitcase, who brings a suitcase filled with rotting fish covered in maggots, broke open and began falling down on the economy passengers. After the aircraft landed, passengers were taken off, the cabin was thoroughly cleaned, and the suitcase was placed in a bag and burned. A passenger named Kelsey, I hope it's not Kelsey Travis, told the Daily Mail that Delta staff had identified the owner of the rotting suitcase and detained them on the plane after the rest of the travelers left the aircraft. It is also unclear how someone managed to get a bag of rotting fish onto an airplane in the first place. Wow. A person who claimed to have been sitting one row ahead of the maggots, ahead of the maggot rain. It's a perfect song. Wasn't that Guns N' Roses? Didn't they sing Maggot Rain? I know that, Chris. November Rain, I'm aware. I just meant, as a joke, Maggot Rain. A person who claims to have been sitting one row ahead of the Maggot Rain posted, "My family and I were in the row directly in front of the maggots. The lady right behind us told the flight attendants the maggots were falling on her head. I turned around, and they were wiggling around on the seat. They moved us further in front. One of our carry-on bags is right nearby the disgusting one. So at the end of the flight, when I went to get it after checking it over thoroughly, the passenger in question was still sitting there and didn't exit the plane." I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to say. Other big news, Democrats flipped a seat in a special election to replace disgraced New York Representative George Santos. I only say disgraced because that's the headline. I'm reading it word for word. I don't know how disgraced he is or not. He seems like a weirdo to me. He seems like a strange guy. He seems bizarre. He seems like a guy that was doing strange things and stealing money from donors and using it to, like, you know, give himself Botox injections. Strange stuff. Again, allegedly, I don't know, my opinion, he looks bad, but he wasn't convicted of anything, and if you're not convicted of anything, nobody should have kicked him out of the House, and if he hadn't been kicked out of the House, he was 100% reliable conservative, and he'd be voting for all the things we need right now. We can't spare one vote, like the vote to impeach Mayorkas, where the first vote ended in a tie, we were one vote short. You just kick yourself in the groin, you moron Republicans, as usual. You got rid of a reliable 100% conservative vote. You opened up the district to a special election like morons. And then in the special election, you ran a lady who is a registered Democrat her entire life as your Republican candidate for United States Congress. And when they asked her about Trump, she refused to say if she voted for him in 2020. She refused to say if the election was stolen. And when they asked her if he gets convicted, would you vote for him? And she said, nope, no one's above the law. If he's convicted, I will not support President Trump. That's who they ran. And my belief in life is you got to take a side in life on everything. And if you're afraid to take a side, see, I'm a conservative talk host, and I put it where it is, and I say it like it is, and I tell the raw truth, and I don't care. Let the chips fall where they may. Let the consequences fall out. I don't give a flying F. That's what you need in candidates. All the Republican candidates are afraid of their own shadow, and they won't say anything controversial, even if it's what the people want, even if it's what your own voting base believes. They just don't want to say it. They're afraid it'll turn into a talking point in the media, and it'll be grabbed, and they'll look like idiots. They won't tell you the truth, and they won't tell it like it is, and therefore she lost to a Democrat. So it's either that or they've stolen another race, and I wouldn't put that by them either. Or the third thing is the voters in New York are just the dumbest people in the entire world. They're as dumb as Kamala Harris, and that's dumb. Knowing what Biden has done to this country, seeing the open borders, the immigrants, the crime, the drugs everywhere, the poop, the pee, the drug needles on the ground, the cities have been destroyed, seeing your electric bill and your gas bill, and seeing World War III upon us. If you still vote Democrat, because any Democrat, including this guy who claims to be a moderate who just won the special election in Long Island, New York, he's going to go to Washington and vote up 95% of the time with Joe Biden and be a reliable Democrat vote to destroy the United States of America. So either you're all morons and you're all fooled again for the 9,000th time, or New Yorkers are just the dumbest people in the world, dumb as Kamala Harris, or Republican Party, as usual, ran a cowardly, crappy, moderate candidate, roadkill. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you.
You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
On fire. Welcome back. Amio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show. One of my favorite companies. Amio Life joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day. I swear by it. And their natural silver mouthwash all throughout the day. And silver gel on my face each night. And lozenges, silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. They keep me healthy. They keep my throat healthy. They keep my voice alive. The good folks at Amio realize inflation is still hitting hard, despite what the government says. And most of the products you buy are up by 15%, 20%, 30% since Biden took over. Some of them are up 50%. And so they're offering our listeners a special 50% discount, not 15, 50, 50, on their entire product line. So visit AmioLife.com, that's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Make alkaline structured silver the centerpiece of your health agenda or health program like I do, health regimen like I do. AmioLife.com. Promo code ROOT50 or call them and say ROOT50 at 800-422-8148, toll free 800-422-8148. All right, so much going on, so much going on. World War III is upon us. They're now in emergency
meetings at the U.S. House. They claim that Russia is either in the process of or they've already put nukes in space and they're aiming it at us. There's also word out that Russia wants to get into a nuclear war with the United States. They're ready to nuke us. Israel launches an extensive wave of retaliatory strikes on Lebanon. Also bad news, that front is expanding in Israel, which is going to put us smack dab in the middle of a Iran war, Middle East war. Netanyahu pulls out of talks over delusional Hamas demands, and the hostage families are stunned. The official statement reads, Netanyahu insists Israel will not give in to Hamas's delusional demands. And so that one is over. All the talks are over, at least for the moment being, unless it's just an attempt to bring them back to a sane negotiation table. But the war seems to be expanding in all directions in the Middle East. There's a leak out that Judge Engoron is going to release a verdict in Trump's $370 million show trial, communist color show trial Friday. So that's interesting. We'll see if that's true. The trial's gone on for 11 weeks, and he may be ready for a verdict. There's no jury. It's just a judge. And one judge who clearly has Trump derangement syndrome is clearly nuts, who clearly is jealous of Trump and Trump's life and Melania and everything else. The judge is, you know, some totally unattractive loser who's an old man. His life's been crappy. He makes no money. Probably lives in a small apartment in the Upper East Side or Upper West Side and lives a really crappy life. And then Trump lives the life of a billionaire at Mar-a-Lago, and he's got Trump by the tail. He's holding Trump, you know, holding Trump's entire life in his palm of his hand. And he can decide that Trump can never do business in New York again. Trump's children can't do business in New York. They're all banned, and Trump should face up to a $370 million fine, which, of course, you know, Trump would have to liquidate properties and upset his entire empire. Maybe the whole thing goes down. You know, you're talking about vicious people who are just jealous, little, petty people, losers. That's what Judge Engoron is, a little jealous loser who's had nothing his whole life, no beautiful women his whole life, no money his whole life, no dream life, no Mar-a-Lago. And he's got a chance to, you know, crap on the life of Donald Trump. You know he's going to do it. More opportunities for me to say I told you so. How many times have I told my fans, my friends, people I love, people I want to see stay healthy, that DNA and developmental damage from cell towers causes major problems? And here's a story out that proves it. Right? Cell phone towers give you problems, give you cancer, give you immune disease, make you sick, make you ill, make you die. Just my opinion. Allegedly, I believe, it's my opinion, most careful what I say now, it's my opinion that cell phone towers will kill you. And if you live near one, pick up, sell off, and get out. Don't ever live near a cell phone tower. But there's new studies out that show the terrible effects of cell phone towers on everything from insects to flowers to human beings. Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law, Angela Chow, dies in a car accident. She is the sister of former U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. She served as CEO of a dry bulk company with deep ties to the Chinese Communist Party. And she had a tragic car accident a few days ago. Interesting. And I'll tell you more about Obama spying on Trump when we get back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
war now.
USA News Update. House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Turner calling on President Biden to declassify information relating to a specific foreign threat that Congress had recently been made aware of.
We scheduled a briefing for the four House members of the Gang of Eight tomorrow. That's been on the books. So I am a bit surprised that Congressman Turner came out publicly today in advance of a meeting on the books.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he had a planned meeting with Congressman Turner and other congressional leaders later this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson asserts that last week's Justice Department report on President Biden's handling of classified documents indicates his incapacity to lead. The special counsel described Biden as an elderly man with poor memory. Despite demands from Republicans, the White House confirmed that Biden will not undergo a cognitive assessment. And Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law, Angela Chow, has passed away at 50 following a car accident. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's on fire. Welcome back to my show. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. It is February 14th. The sponsor of my show is Replatform. It's the Replatform Freedom Economy Convention, March 8th through 10th at the Horseshoe in Las Vegas, which used to be Bally's Resort and Casino. Now it's the Horseshoe. And this is the way to help build a new ecosystem and a new parallel conservative economy and defend liberty and unite with fellow freedom-loving Americans at the Replatform Freedom Economy Convention. Replatform is the largest gathering of parallel economy businesses, consumers, and advertisers in one place at one time. I will be the opening speaker. Come here for me and the founders of Give, Send, Go and many other famous business leaders. The world changed during the COVID pandemic with the merger of corporate media, government, deep state, and big pharma. Replatform has been created by the same team who helped defeat the vaccine mandates. Bravo. Now they're helping Americans like you to pursue happiness and success in the emerging parallel freedom economy. Get your tickets now at replatformvegas.com. That's replatformvegas.com. And be sure to use the promo code WAR, W-A-R, for Wayne Allen Root, W-A-R, promo code WAR, to receive 10% off at replatformvegas.com, March 8th through 10th at the Horseshoe in Las Vegas. All right, our guest is Kenneth Raposa, an expert on China and an industry analyst for the Coalition for a Prosperous America and a former foreign correspondent for the Wall Street Journal and Forbes. His latest column is You Don't Own a Chinese Car Yet, But You Will. Kenneth Raposa, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Thanks for having me on. Good.
So tell me about your column. I don't own a Chinese car. I don't have any interest in owning a Chinese car. I don't ever want to own an electric car. What makes you think I'm going to own a Chinese car one day?
Yep. Well, you will own a Chinese car if you're driving an EV. And if you don't drive a Chinese EV, your car will be powered by a Chinese battery. You know, the Ford F-150 Lightning, that doesn't drive without a Chinese battery. The company's called CATL, number one battery maker in the world. None of the EVs really in the United States are powered by anything other than an Asian battery maker, China being number one. The United States has no really native EV battery maker other than Tesla, and they're still rolling those out. And Tesla, you don't drive a Tesla unless it's Panasonic or two Chinese companies, CATL and BYD, underneath your seat. So if you don't own an EV that's from China, you probably would drive an EV that's powered by a Chinese battery. But also, I'll tell you this. There is a Chinese EV company it's a brand. It's called Polestar. It's run by Geely. Geely is the owner of Volvo. Volvo is majority owned now by Geely, a Chinese company. And Polestar last year, Polestar is a nice-looking Tesla. It's probably about the same price as a Tesla. And it's eventually will undercut Tesla on price because obviously China could just say, hey, Polestar, we'll give you $10,000 for every car you sell. Put the price low so you can take away market share from Tesla. That'll probably happen. But Polestar sold about 20,000 cars, I believe, last year. Small amount compared to Tesla. Tesla sold over 600,000 in the EV space. But there's another player in Arizona called Lucid Motors. That's American-made. Saudi money goes into it, though, but it's American-made company. And they don't even register on the map. So of the new EVs, let's say, Polestar, a company that even has to hit, gets 27% tariffs to be sold here, sells more than the up-and-coming EVs in the United States. So that's one on the issue of China and the EVs and the Chinese cars. You will be driving an EV, or you'll be powering. If you're driving an EV, your battery will be from China.
And how do you know I'll be driving an EV? Because I never want to drive an EV. I have no interest in driving an EV.
Yeah, and you know, it seems like no one is because the sales are really coming down, right? We've all seen the headlines with Ford F-150, right? They're cutting back. GM is cutting back, right? Because people don't have the money to spend on an EV. People are saying, hey, why would I want to buy a Ford F-150 EV? You know, what's the difference between that and a gas car? Okay, maybe I'm saving money on gas, but, you know, it's not like everybody's driving 20, 30 miles a day on gas, right? Yeah, you're saving money on gas, but, you know, you don't have the same sense of, okay, when do I need to charge my car? There's a difference. It takes a little while to understand how the EV ecosystem and how the EVs work. Of course, there's not a lot of charging stations everywhere as well, so that's another problem. But going back to the car situation, right, here's another thing. So obviously we have a Mexican free trade deal. It's called NAFTA, USMCA now. It's a new name for it. And the Chinese, what they're doing now is they are building up all sorts of automotive plants in China, out in Mexico. It's all Chinese companies. I think they had something like pre-tariffs in 2018 before Trump imposed Section 301 tariffs on Chinese companies. You had about 1.8 million square feet of Chinese manufacturing space in Mexico. Now it's like 9 million square feet. Okay, most of this is automotive. So, you know, China is going to but they're going to be a top player in the automotive space in the United States. And they're going to set up shop, and they're going to make ICE engines, as we're known as, right, the combustion engine, the traditional car. They're going to make those cars, and they're going to make EVs, and they're going to sell them into the United States with the tax subsidy that you get, $7,500 that you get from Mexican-made cars. You get those, and it's going to be a Chinese car. And it's going to come in from Mexico. And it's not going to happen tomorrow, but they're building it, and it's going to happen as long as that EV subsidy is in place, the tax break is in place, and China will take advantage of it. And that's how that's going to be their Trojan horse. That's going to be their way that they break into the U.S. market. They played the Western world's fear of climate change like a fiddle. They dominate solar, they dominate wind, and they definitely dominate EVs, especially on the battery side.
Well, and they also dominate fossil fuel. In other words, we're not building any coal plants or clean coal plants or any gas export plants. We're not building anything, and they're building one every minute over in China, right? It's amazing.
Well, yeah. Well, back to what I said before about China and the whole renewable energy thing in the West, right, and climate change, right? So the West, it says climate change is going to end the world in 12 years, right? Next year it'll end the world in another 12 years. It's always 12 years. But it's going to end. It's going to happen. It's a disaster, and we need to go to a post-fossil fuel economy. And we need to go to, and that's going to start with oil and gas. It's going to change, right? You're going to have a new energy grid, and your transportation grid is going to be different. That means a whole new auto market starting from scratch. And China really just took that cue and said, "We're on it. We're on board with that. We're not necessarily going to lower our greenhouse gases. We're not going to close our coal-fired power plants anytime soon. But we're going to make your solar." We're going to make you wind, we're going to make EVs, and we're going to make EV batteries. And not only that, we're going to control and dominate a lot of these supply chains that go into the minerals, especially, that go into making those batteries. So they have really been the biggest beneficiaries of the Western world's policy on renewable energy in order to avoid climate change.
It's scary stuff. You say here the U.S. is falling behind the BRICS countries, meaning Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. How are we falling behind? In what way?
Well, if you're talking about the story about the West is how the West was lost, which I did in Discourse magazine, if you're referring to that one, what is happening is since COVID, a lot of the emerging world, right, the emerging markets, the developing world, they really looked to the West and said, look how you treated your people during lockdowns, right? We've seen all the protests, right? We've seen all this. Look what you're doing to a guy who was your former president. Look what you're doing to that guy. Don't lecture us anymore. We don't need your lectures anymore. We don't need you to tell us how many genders there are. We don't need you to tell us about what's right and what's wrong. And also, they also know a lot of these countries, including the BRICS, of course, being the big, powerful emerging markets, they also realize after what happened with Russia, how the West sanctioned Russia and took its central bank reserves, something like $380 billion worth of those reserves, and now that are held in Western banking institutions that have been frozen. Those guys know, whether it's Brazil or India, that they're just one, you know, canceled pride parade away from being sanctioned. They're just one, you know, felled tree in the Amazon away from being sanctioned. So these guys are really moving quickly to diversify their portfolio, so to speak, away from being dependent on the West. years ago, probably in the late 80s and the 90s, of course, and even into the early 2000s, if a Western leader said, you know, Brazil, jump, they would say, how high? They said the same to India, how high? Now, that's not the case. It's not the case with the Saudis. It's not the case with the United Arab Emirates. So things are changing, and the Western world is no longer the exemplar. And I think what we saw with the sanctions on Russia and how quick the West united around going after Russia, a lot of the West, a lot of the emerging world that's friendly with Russia said, whoa, wait a minute, now this could be us. And I think it gave them a scare. And so they're really diversifying their portfolio, as I said, away from keeping the West as their political center and their commercial target, their commercial center as well. And they're sort of relying more on each other.
So you say here in the notes that America is worried with good reason. What's the potential impact of China on America, the American economy, Americans, etc.? As a guy who is an expert on China, tell us.
Yeah, here's what I think, Wayne, really. Like we all want to talk about, you know, China, of course, China trade, it's impossible to compete with China, right? There's probably 80 to 100 million more Chinese workers than there are American workers, right? That's a given. We're not going to compete with them on price. We're not going to compete with them on labor costs. It's just not possible. Okay, forget that. Unless everything in the United States is made with robots, probably the robots made in China. So forget that. I think one of the biggest worries I have, actually, about the China threat, really, is that, and I think you'd agree, and many of listeners will as well, is that the West, and when I say the West, I mean Europeans, United States, Canada, our friend Justin Trudeau, I'm sure, also, that they're really inspired by the CCP model. And they're just wrapping it, when I say they're wrapping it in the pretty bows of diversity, inclusion, justice, environmental justice, you know, climate justice, right? That's the language they use to get the urban educated classes to go along with it and find it all very rational because we're all in favor of diversity, we're all in favor of environmental justice and so on. And we're moving into a more kind and friendly, peaceful, perhaps authoritarian regime in the West. That looks a lot like how China operates. But again, it's just sold to the masses in this sort of, you know, woke, what, you know, the overuse that word. I don't want to overuse that word.
Hey, Ken, we're headed out. I'm getting a 10-9-8 in my ear. He's an expert on China, former foreign correspondent for the Wall Street Journal and Forbes, Kenneth Raposa, the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Thank you, Ken.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Ward sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR.
this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no COVIDium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no COVIDium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no COVIDium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Go get capital. Just all of you on the other end have no idea what's going on this side of things. Just some funny repartee. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation is raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone is buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now we're waiting to see if it winds up, when the numbers come out. It's the most all-time gold ever bought for the year 2023, and who's buying the most gold in the world? China, because they understand what's coming, because they're the ones doing it to us. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Follow the central bankers. Follow the government of China. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door, inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wainwright sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them War sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to GoldgateCapital.com. GoldgateCapital.com. Tell them War sent you up to $15,000 in free silver. All right. I'm someone who has said from day one that Obama is at the center of every single problem on earth, every single problem that Trump has faced, that our country is facing. Obama's the climate change disaster. Obama's the open borders disaster. Obama's the vaccine mandate disaster. Everything bad. Obama's World War III. Obama's at the root of Israel's problems, their attack from Hamas, and the Middle East war that is turning into World War III. Obama is bought off by China. He's trying to destroy our economy and make us subservient to China. And Obama tried to destroy Trump and certainly ordered the spying on Trump and certainly ordered, you know, when you hear that Joe Biden went all around the world with his hands out and said, give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money. You can't imagine Obama didn't order him to do that, and he was Obama's representative. No, either that or Obama's the dumbest man in the entire world. I think he's the sharpest guy in the world. Do you think he's an idiot? Because otherwise you're arguing with Wayne Root, debating with Wayne Root, then you are saying Obama's a moron and a fool. Obama is the modern-day Ulysses S. Grant. Because according to many historians, Grant had the most corrupt administration in history when he was president for 8 years. Nothing but corruptions, nothing but scandals, and he was so dumb he didn't know about anything going on underneath him. Do you think that's Obama? Or do you think Obama's smart? And Obama said, listen, I'd like to go to Russia and China and Ukraine and every country in the world and ask for money with my hand out, but I can't do that as president. So I'll send Joe and his son Hunter as my emissaries, and I'll take a cut of everything that comes in to Joe Biden's family. And the Biden crime family goes to the Obama crime family. We all get money in an offshore account. Joe, go handle it. Go collect the money from China. Go collect the money from Ukraine. Go collect the money from every country in the world. Go collect the money from Hillary and the Clinton Foundation. When they pull off scams, and they ask people all over the world for money as my Secretary of State. I collect money from Hillary Clinton. I think Obama was collecting from everybody. Obama's the Tutti di Capo. Obama's the organized crime, the John Gotti of American presidents. That's it. Perfect song, perfect music accompanying my story. Okay, can't you picture Obama putting out his hand and Hillary kneels down and kisses it, kisses his ring? Can't you picture Joe Biden leaning down and kissing his ring, except Joe Biden, you know, would fart and make it his pants? Joe Biden is an old man who can't even control his poop and his pee, wears diapers all day. My God. You know what I want? You know what I demand? Everyone in America, stop the music already. I get it. We all get it. Everyone in America needs to demand the actual psychological profile that you will find from the special counsel who interviewed Joe Biden that made the special counsel say, we're not going to prosecute him because he's an elderly old man who has memory problems and he's not capable of testifying, which means you're not capable of being president. If you can't testify, you can't be president. You can't have it both ways. If you are capable of testimony, of testifying and being indicted and going in front of a court and having a trial, if you can do that, then you can be president of the United States, but you're going to go to prison. And if you can't do that, and that gets you off the hook and you don't go to prison, then you can't be president of the United States. So I'd like to see the special counsel interview with Joe Biden. All of us should demand that be made public in a supposedly transparent administration. Joe Biden says he's not brain dead. He doesn't have dementia. He doesn't have Alzheimer's. Okay, no problem. I'll bite. Okay, Joe, then I dare you to release the special counsel interview, and let's all find out he's a dribbling, drooling, rambling, bumbling old man who needs to take poo-poo breaks every few minutes so Jill could change his diapers. That's what you're going to find out. You're going to find out he really should be in a nursing home. He's not the president of the United States, and the real president is Barack Hussein Obama, who ordered all the crimes before Biden, before Trump was president under Obama, and he ordered all the crimes during Biden's presidency. And we have more information about the CIA when I get back. And a great commentary when I get back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.